Blog Talk Radio.
This is a testimony of how God gave me beauty from the ashes of my life, strength from my pain, and a song of praise. This is my strength and my song. So if you're lonely, tired, depressed, poverty-stricken, just want to give up, don't. There is an answer. I remember when I found mine.
Remember.
There can be a hollow feeling inside of us when we feel that God has done so much and we have nothing to give in return. That feeling that says, I have to clean myself up first before I come to the Lord. But when I realized that there was nothing of my own strength that would be of any use to God in return for the gift of His Son, I gave Him the most important thing I had, myself. The immediate love and joy and acceptance that I felt. However, real life was ready and waiting with some familiar and new challenges. I quickly learned the need for prayer anywhere, anytime, and every day.
Falling in. crowd or by myself, almost anywhere when I feel there's a need to talk with God, my Emmanuel. I close my eyes, no darkness there. There's only light. How you Lord, love me. How you Lord, love me.
Right about now, I need to paint a picture of my life for you. I grew up as an only child feeling very lonely and rejected. So I thought that when the day came for me to finally be married, that it would provide the opportunity for me to love and be loved in return. It only took a few years to realize that would not be the case. Life can be very harsh. 3 back-to-back pregnancies, 2 layoffs, an eviction, and a major health crisis took its toll. And the poverty, well, it caused unbelievable stress.
Thank you.
As human beings, we need hope. But when our hope for change turns into days, and days into months, and then into years, you become discouraged. It's amazing to me how long I lived with my heart breaking under the pressures of my bad decisions. What's worse is when our lives go spiraling out of control, we start to lose our friends. We start to let go of us. For various reasons, mostly for self-preservation, I guess. Because hurting people do end up hurting others. But because I couldn't see how I was affecting others or how to turn my life around, I too let go of all relationships outside of my kids. I became isolated. It was my way of protecting myself from the rejection. I felt my own failure and embarrassment much greater than the voice of anyone else's condemnation. Yet, I was all alone, and I needed a friend. I would like to tell you that after 6 years of trials, heated circumstances, and tribulations, that sunshine was in sight. But the truth is, it would still be another decade before significant changes. The pain was so bad. I cried every single day. And I don't mean that cute crying either. I'm talking about that ugly stuff. I remember going into the bathroom to cry so that the kids wouldn't see me. I would slam my head against the wall just to keep from feeling the pain in my soul. I could not get out of bed in the morning, and the tears would seep from my eyes before I even woke up. I had finally lost all hope. I thought, surely the promises in the Bible were not for me. There was nothing for me to do at that point but wait to die. I didn't even feel worthy of the oxygen I was consuming. My mistakes to me were irreversible. So I stopped. I stopped everything. I stopped reading my Bible. I stopped praying. I was still going to church, but I was not even trying to look happy or wear the mask anymore. Condemnation was holding me like a prisoner in chains, and the weight of its burden was calling out my name. One Sunday morning, while still listening to Christian radio, God used the only venue left open to speak to my heart, and that was music. There in my kitchen, He hit me so hard with a personal promise of hope, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's what this song said over and over again. It stopped me in my tracks, frozen. Tears flowed down my face. Could I dare to believe again? Should I even try? I was already at the point of contemplating suicide. I got my will in order and I was just waiting. But instead, I searched out the Spirit of David CD by Fred Hammond, where this song was what I listened to daily, as if it were medicine prescribed by a doctor. And I tell you the truth, this CD saved my life. And I want you to know, wherever you are today, whatever your situation or circumstances, know that God is true and Satan is a liar. And you must believe that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Take one step today, one stand today. Dare, like I do, to hold on to this promise, and I promise you, He'll see you through. Now, I was still in horrible condition. But now I had a promise that I actively chose to believe. So I prayed for forgiveness in regards to my doubt and bitterness and ran back into God's loving arms.
How can you forgive me when I've often gone astray? How can you think of me
I returned to prayer with a fierceness. It became my lifeline. It didn't matter if it was 1 a.m., 3 or 5 in the morning. Whenever I felt the need, I kneeled and cried, and I asked God to deliver me from my mess.
not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment my arms outstretched, Lord, I need you to make a way as you have always done before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you.
You know, we have to be able to face ourselves and to see what needs to be changed and to be willing to say goodbye to dead things in our lives. That's the only way to let God free His hands to bless you. God can turn anything around, but we have to trust in His love and stand in Him.
When you've done all you can and
just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you feel with the shame?
Those of you currently at a crossroads in your life, I want you to make a decision to take one baby step at a time and one moment at a time and know that God will be with you. Take his hand right now and release the hurt, the disappointment, anger, guilt, shame, condemnation. Gone. Instead, give him praise in exchange for your burden.
There's a bridge and there's a river that I still must cross as I'm going on my journey. Lord, I might get lost, and there's a road.
None of it. It's not my strength.
In case you're listening to this and don't know the good news, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who paid the price for our failures and made a way to close the gap between us and God, I want you to know that He has already made a way for you to spend eternity with Him and to give you life right now, life more abundantly. You just have to accept His love with a simple prayer and always remember He will never leave you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, declares the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to the full screening of my CD, My Strength, My Song. This CD can be available to you on SoundCloud, and you can download it and have it for free, and definitely share it with anyone who may be going through any difficult times in their life. This is Don't Give Up Radio. You've been listening to the host, Jackie Wayans. This is just a ministerial effort on my part, and I'm so thankful to be able to share it with you. We'll be back next week with new artists and new histories of people who have gone through difficult times but who have held on to the promises of God and made it through to the other side. If you're listening to tonight and you're facing a new year but you feel like the same old you and you see the same old circumstances, I want you to know that all you have to do is believe, confess, and trust. And the same God that has been able to deliver me from the very dark depths of my life to this point is able to deliver you, because He's no respecter of persons. God bless, and until next week, be your own best hero. Don't let yourself down, because Jesus is in your corner and He will never leave you or forsake you.